Can you tell us where you were born and what your education was and that kind of stuff?
No, that's irrelevant. Let's get right on to the good gutsy stuff about how you, the listener, can release your 90% dormant brain.
Yes, it's T.D. Lingo's theory that we're only using 10% of our brains.
No, not theory. It's a proven hypothesis.
Yep. How is it proven?
There are a number of neurologists who have been working on this. The most important one gave all the evidence at the University of Colorado about 10 years ago. This is neurology Nobel laureate Sir John Eccles. He was speaking in the Glenn Miller Ballroom. And he laid out all the evidence as to the vast dormancy of the human brain. So that then opens up the door and says, if it's that dormant, how can we systematically release it? And that's the work that we have been doing at the Dormant Brain Research and Development Laboratory.
And how did you yourself get interested in this subject?
World War II asked the question, why must I kill my brother? Went to four different universities, and it was at the University of Chicago that one of my professors said, the answer is in the human brain. The research hasn't been done yet. And if you want to find the answer for the kill instinct, then you are going to have to get into brain research. Now, if you do it through the university, they're going to slow you down. If you want to go fast, you have to do it by yourself. So I decided to get my own research laboratory and to do my own mistakes and to make my own discoveries to go fast, and that was developed and founded in 1957, and we have discovered that the brain has a master click switch which can be self-clicked into that 90% dormancy and to release all kinds of goodies.
Now, how do you do that? You've been writing press releases, I know, about this amygdala. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, the amygdala organ.
Uh-huh. Yes, the amygdala organ for at least 8 or 9 years, because I've been getting them in the media.
Okay.
And how did you discover the amygdala, and how does it work?
Okay, now, I did not discover it. In scientific research, you stand on the shoulders of other people who have made their prior discoveries. And they discovered the amygdala in rats and then moved it up to cats and rabbits and baboons and chimpanzees and finally into human beings. They discovered that there was this click switch. And so, but nobody had the idea of trying to control it by yourself, and that's the basis upon which the Dormant Brain Laboratory is based, is to develop the methods by which the individual controls his, her own amygdala click switch and then clicks it forward. And when you do that, then you get magic.
Well, how does it work ordinarily? It's a bodily function that a person doesn't control consciously.
Right.
But it clicks in when?
It's culturally conditioned to click forward or backward. And genetic drive wants to click your click switch forward into your dormant frontal lobes. That's where the nirvana experience happens. But cultural conditioning clicks it backwards into your reptile brain, into your lowest core of your brain, where is computed your self-defense and counterattack behavior. So most people are clicked backwards, and that's what causes the confusion, the pain, and the fear that makes people unhappy.
Now, the organ itself is, you describe how to kind of touch it.
Uh-huh.
Tell us where it is.
Okay, now, listener, I'm going to do this twice now. All right, now what you do is you take your two hands and you take your thumbs and you put your thumbs into your ears. Then you take your second fingers and droop them, put them into your eye corners, and then droop your first fingers down onto your skull, and that's where your amygdalae are. There's one on each side. All right, now I'm going to do that again. You take your hands, you put your two thumbs in your ears, you put your second fingers into your eye corners, then you droop your first fingers down onto your skull, and there, 1 inch inside, are your two amygdalas. And you can feel your amygdalas clickety-clickety-clicking backward and forward just before you wake up fully in the morning. Become aware that you do have this click switch, and then a little bit later on in the half hour, we'll tell you how to click it forward fully.
Now, so all this research had gone on, or you're building on the scientific research.
Right. It's called empirical research. You build a pyramid on other people's prior research.
Right.
We merely extrapolated from animals into people, and then we took the next step of teaching people how to control their own amygdalae by themselves.
Now, when you say click switch, mm-hmm. what exactly do you mean?
It means that when the amygdala organ has tissues, and the tissues have cells, and the cells have cell walls, and the cell walls have ions in them, electrical charges, and electrical charges are positive or negative. So by doing a simple mechanical exercise, you can change the electrical ion charge in the cell wall of the amygdala from negative to positive, and then with all the cells acting in unison, this causes the click forward.
And the click forward releases a gate into the frontal lobes?
Right,
or?
Yes. The amygdala is a gate, and what it does is it merely allows electroconsciousness energy, which comes into the back base of your brain from universe, it allows that electroconsciousness energy to go through the amygdala and into the dormant frontal lobes. Now, your frontal lobes occupy one-third of your brain. Put your hand on your forehead. Everything that you can grab with your hand are your frontal lobes. And they are dormant. This dormancy was discovered in a series of experiments by Soviet neurosurgeon Alexander Luria. And simply by clicking your amygdala forward, this allows the electroconsciousness energy to go forward into your frontal lobes, and as soon as the energy goes into the frontals, then you experience the historically ancient, culturally universal, religiously accidental nirvana, satori, samadhi, kensho, moksha, enlightenment, and medicine vision. I see God face-to-face, transcendence implosion.
Wow. So...
the point is this, is that religions throughout history, throughout time, knew that there is something more, that there's something that is the next big step, but they didn't know how to get to it. Meditation, prayer, fasting. All right, now science has finally reduced all those religious complexities into simple, mechanical, step-by-step exercises which anybody can do.
All of us. And do you do that every morning now? Do you click in yourself, or does it become something you can do periodically throughout the day to awaken your dormant brain, or can you do it once and there you are into nirvana for a lifetime, or how does this work?
All the above.
All the above.
Yeah. Once you learn to control your amygdala, then it becomes like the gear shift on an automobile. Like, for instance, when I came down here from the mountain this morning, I had to click my amygdala backwards into my lowest reptilian core, which computes my self-defense and counterattack behaviors, because that's what you need when you are driving in traffic. However, when I get back up to the mountain, I will shift into the forward position. It'll click, and then I'll go into a high for 2 or 3 days, and that'll flush it out. So it can be controlled. However, once you learn how to click your amygdala yourself the first half dozen times, then it becomes automatic.
So it will just click in automatically.
It'll click in when you need to be clicked into it.
Uh-huh.
It'll click out when you need to be clicked out of it.
Mm-hmm. To drive or to walk the streets of New York or something
right.
like that.
Yeah.
Well, what... tell me what you've learned over the course of your research from 1957. Is the click switch the basic thing that that you've come up with?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how has this been received? How have you tried to spread the word, and what sort of response have you gotten?
There are some articles out in various journals. It's being received very slowly because there is another function of the human brain, which is important to understand, and that is most people pour over their noodles fogu sauce, F-O-G-U, fear of growing up. So that when you present this kind of material that says, hey, you're only operating on a 10% malfunctioning brain, and you can go progressively toward or into 100% brain power, that threatens lots of people, including the government bureaucrats, which we will talk about in a few minutes. So, therefore, the information on the amygdala click switch and the exercises to do it has been presented in a number of different journals, but it is being accepted very slowly.
Do you have any notable converts?
Yes, but I will not mention their names over the air unless they give me permission.
Uh-huh. Well, let's talk about those government bureaucrats. You, Laughing Coyote's in Gilpin County,
right.
Is that right? And you have been having a conflict with,
a loving conflict.
A loving conflict.
Yes.
Love your enemies.
Right.
And tell us what's the story there?
Well, you see, along with doing basic brain research, one has to get down to first principles, and the first principle is consciousness physics. And consciousness physics is revealing to us that that consciousness is the foundation building block of universe. There's a little acronym that you can use to memorize this. C, STEM. Letter C, and then STEM. Consciousness create, and STEM stands for space, time, energy, and matter. Consciousness creates space. Consciousness creates time. Consciousness creates energy. Consciousness creates matter. Now, Earth is dying. Greenhousing. Overpopulation, we're going from 5 billion to 10 billion, deforestation. Now, in the Rocky Mountains, we have our lungs, which are our forests. But our forests are dying because the pine beetles are killing them. Now, one of the things that we have discovered is that pine beetles can be stopped from killing our mountain forests simply by harmonizing human consciousness with plant consciousness, with tree consciousness, and with the bug consciousness. This removes the entire toxicity of putting poisons on the trees, which doesn't work anyhow.
Sort of like a Dr. Spock mind meld, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, this kind of a thing is part of the work that we're doing, and it's the kind of work which the county doesn't approve of. Consequently, they have demonstrated their disapproval by raising the land tax of the Brain Laboratory 470%. I contend they have done it by breaking laws and by breaking the United States Constitution by depriving me of due process of law and fair trial and a number of other things. So I'm very simply and lovingly taking this case up through the administrative reviews, and right now I am in the Court of Appeals. I'm doing all this without a lawyer because every citizen ought to be able to understand and plead his or her own case. So that right now we're arguing before a number of judges in the Court of Appeals, and the judges will make a decision as to whether I am right or whether the county is right. And all we're trying to do is we're trying to give to mankind and womankind one more element for waging this combat against our biosphere collapse.
Can you give us more details about how you're communicating with the trees and the beetles, and how that, you know, how that affected the county and the tax ensued? I don't quite understand.
That is the kind of very subtle reasoning which takes paragraphs, in which you have to build up premises and then list a number of side facts, and then you pyramid all of these things together. So, without going into the details exactly what my reasoning is and what their reasoning is, it's very simple. There is a law that says that if you are doing work with trees, trees are agricultural, and the county says, your work with trees is not agricultural. I say the law says it is agriculture. The county says it is not agriculture. So they have reclassified my wilderness facility as a suburban housing development and taxed me accordingly.
I see.
See, now that's the simple of it.
Right.
Okay.
So it's now in the Court of Appeals.
It's in the Court of Appeals. And then if they rule against me, why, then go to the Colorado Supreme Court and then on to the United States Supreme Court. Every step along the way will then get more and more attention from the other environmental groups, and then hopefully we will come together, because now is the time for idealists and activists to join together in the environmental, separate those two words, environmental movement, and to bring in the new factor of why the environmental movement is going to work. And that new factor is releasing the 90% dormant brain, which will cause all people to stop overbreeding, which will cause all people to stop polluting the environment, which will cause the greenhouse effect to stop, which will cause the deforestation to stop. Because as soon as you circuit into your dormant frontal lobes, you release species telepathy to consensus action, compulsively. There is a whole new order of people wanting to help each other. And that is up there waiting in those dormant frontal lobes. And all we need to do to release those dormant frontal lobes is merely get the mass media to start distributing these simple exercises by which anybody can click their amygdala into their frontal lobes.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back to that. let's first of all, let's do another step by step how you do the click switch. But how does IQ work, for example? Is that, for example, if I had a high IQ, might I be using 12% of my brain?
Yes.
And a person with a low IQ might be using 3%
yes,
or something
yes.
like that.
Yes, we have worked with retardates and brought their IQs up. Uh-huh. In fact, once you click the amygdala, we did a controlled study back about 20 years ago, and we measured that after clicking the amygdala, IQ rises 10 to 40 points on the Stanford-Binet intelligence test. Also, we measured that creativity rises 500% to 1,400% on the Gitzel-Jackson innovative invention test. So we have measurements of these things rising. Now, how do you click that amygdala? Okay, there are three methods. One is called self-guided imaging. That's the easiest one. I'm going to describe this in a minute. The second one is closed focused meditation. And that's a little harder. And then the third one, which is the one that really works the best, and that is self-trauma drama. It is a method for cleaning out the entropies in your amygdala, which keep them clicked backwards, and then they automatically click forward. Now, just for a quickie fix, all you need to do is sit quietly, close your eyes, and imagine a source of energy coming from outside. Call it God, call it cosmic intelligence, call it universe, call it life force, call it nothing. But just imagine a source of energy coming from outside of your head and entering your forehead, and then, like a laser needle, then split the needle in two and imagine each one of those prongs going around to the side of your head, and then they come to where your amygdala is on the left side and where your amygdala is on the right side. Then insert the needles, and this is all by imagination, imaging, and then as soon as you insert the needles into the front part, not definitely not into the back part, insert the needles in the front part, and then image the voltage going up from 1 volt, 2 volts, 3 volts, and just by that imaging process, when you do this quietly by yourself, you will cause the ions in the cell walls to change their charge from negative to positive, and that will cause the click forward. You will feel and actually hear a click in your amygdala, and as soon as that happens, for about 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds, you will feel electroconsciousness energy zapping into your frontal lobes, and then you'll get this nirvana experience for a few seconds, and then it'll collapse back again because your neurosis is an entropy which will cause the amygdala to click backwards again. But that's how you do it. Just image a source of energy coming from outside into your skull, split it, guide each prong to the left and the right hemisphere, insert into the front part of each amygdala, and then increase the voltage, and that imaging will cause it to click forward.
And then if you keep doing that, will your neurosis finally be cowed? Or
No, it's just temporarily subdued. The third exercise, the self-trauma drama, is a lot more complicated, and it takes a lot longer. But that's what gets rid of your neurosis.
So that's one method. You just gave us the imaging method.
Right.
And then there's a meditative method.
Yeah, it's a closed, focused. See, most of the meditative methods are open, receptive meditation. And this is a method of closing down and funneling the meditative energy in the same way that you do with imaging.
Mm-hmm. Does standard meditation, or quote standard meditation, but say transcendental meditation or Buddhist practice, or does that release any of the frontal lobes?
Yes, but accidentally, see, because sometimes that meditative energy hits the back part of the amygdala instead of the front part. It's not control, and that back part will click you back into prior lives. It'll click you back into your full realization of your neurosis, and there has been a study done where people have flipped out when they accidentally stimulated the posterior amygdala instead of the anterior.
I see. That's why you were emphasizing that the imaging needles go in the front.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the third is the trauma drama.
Yeah, that's a system of removing your own neurosis first, and then once you release your bound energy of neurosis, it turns into free energy. Then the free energy goes into the amygdala, and that clicks it forward permanently.
Mm-hmm. Do you conduct like classes on how to release it, or I know you've been freely giving out your information for years.
Well, the work up there at the Brain Lab is primarily research. The research is done now because it was going on from 1957 to 87. And so the work now is distribution of this information. So if anyone has a group, that can pay some me down. I can give a lecture. I can give a workshop. I can give a series of workshops. Whatever. Primarily now, it's to get the word out, and then to teach people how to do this, and then each one teach one, and that's how the brain revolution is going to chain react and form the global brain bomb, which will be going off in the next 10 years.
And you are hopeful that this will happen.
The alternative is planetary death.
And do you feel that that is really a result of our using this small portion of our brain?
Absolutely. You cannot drive a 10-cylindered car, which is firing only one piston, and not expect horrendous backfiring.
Have there been times in the history of humankind where more of the brain has been used?
Sure. Buddha, Jesus, Muhammad. There are 5,000 recorded messiahs that cultural anthropologists have documented.
And those are people who are using their full frontal lobe.
Yeah, but they stumbled into them accidentally. The point is, now we can do it precision, step by step, scientifically, and no nonsense. And everybody can do it. And it's free. you don't have to pay anybody.
Well, thank you, T.D. Lingo, for being here. This has been a public affair. My guest has been T.D. Lingo.
Oh, it's been quite an affair, too.
Laughing, yeah. Coyote Mountain.